Their piety was not merely external, it was sincere. It had the proof of a good tree in bearing good fruit. It produced and sustained a strict morality. Their tenacious purity of manners and speech obtained for them in the mother country their name of Puritans, which, though given in derision, was as honorable an appellation as was ever bestowed by man on man. That there were hypocrites among them is not to be doubted, but they were rare. The men who voluntarily exiled themselves to an unknown coast and endured there every toil and hardship for conscience' sake, and that they might serve God in their own manner, were not likely to set conscience at defiance and make the service of God a mockery. They were not likely to be, neither were they, hypocrites. I do not know that it would be arrogating too much for them to say that on the extended surface of the globe there was not a single community of men to be compared with them in the respects of deep religious impressions and an exact performance of moral duty.